Gosh, let's start with some good news, and that is that y'all were able to find money in the coffers for a Christmas bonus for the employees.
Yes, that was really a pleasant surprise. As you know, it takes a little while to crunch all the numbers once you get through the fiscal year, but we discovered that we had about $900,000 saved by the hard work of our employees, and that's really important to consider. And you know, we looked at how can we thank them for that kind of work. I mean, we all know times have been tough. We've had to cut some positions, some we haven't filled, but yet the city runs like a top. And of course, a lot of the credit goes to our city manager and associate city managers, assistant city managers and such, and all of our department heads. But when you come right down to it, it's the folks that are out there in the field working day after day and finding ways to save a little bit more here, a little bit more there. And it added up to about $900,000 in fiscal year 12. So we wanted to find an appropriate way to thank them because we haven't been able to give the kind of raises that we'd like to give.
Yeah.
So taking that $900,000, we were able to identify about $518,000 of it and cut checks. The checks were each for about $670,000, but that meant that after you take everything out, and the government gets its share, everybody was able to walk home with about $500.
Okay, well, you know, that's a nice thing. And the thing is, obviously, it's a whole lot more difficult to downsize for an individual or a government entity and not let those holes be apparent. And that's, I guess, really kind of been the challenges because College Station has had to dial it back.
Oh, we have, and you know, and we're a growing community. I mean, when you look that, you know, in 10 years we grew 38%, we continue to grow. We're a bit unusual in that regard, and so here we are. We're trying to deal with new areas of service. We've got new developments. I mean, just go down the street here, past Rock Prairie, William Fitch area, of course, off of Welburn Road, also 2154. You see a lot of new things happening there, but we still have the older part of the community, particularly the Northgate area, University, and anybody who's driven down University Drive.
Wow.
Just, I mean, they come back and they haven't been here for years, and they're going like, oh my gosh.
Oh, if you haven't been down University in 3 months, you need to go down.
That's a pretty dramatic
change.
I think the one building, they're at about the 12th or 13th floor, and they're adding about a floor every 1.5 weeks right now.
It's amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit about the medical corridor in College Station specifically. Y'all had an extended discussion of that in the last council meeting, about 3 hours worth. But as one member of council, your thoughts on that, where we are now, and how that sets things up for the future?
Well, I'm really excited about the medical corridor. What that will mean is, you know, I have somebody on my staff right now whose father had to get some serious medical attention. And that meant that family had to drive to Temple and basically live up in Temple, away from their home. And his mom couldn't stay in her own house, sleep in her own bed. Once Scott and White gets this done, and they're going to open on August 1st to take in their first patients, gradually, with the long-term plan that Scott and White has for that site, folks are going to find that it's going to be an unusual occurrence that they're going to have to go to Houston or go up to Temple because the services are going to be down here in College Station. And that just adds to a whole nother level of quality of care.
Right. Well, you know, another thing people need to think about is as a community normally grows, you think about people will come in and they'll need your schools and other services and their tax money goes to that. Quite honestly, speak to the idea that some of these people will be paying money into the school fund and they won't have children in the system, and that sort of thing can help things out.
It really can. It makes us a much more attractive community because it means that their cost of that health care is going to be reduced. You know, and then there's other aspects of that whole medical corridor. There's the town center concept that's going to happen. And, you know, it's very easy to think that within 10 years, College Station might actually have a true downtown.
We talked about that off the air before we started. A focal point has been something that really we've never had. And to remember the talks that we used to have years ago, 40 years ago, about how Bryan was providing everything from radio stations to funeral homes because they were an established city. College Station was kind of like this ancillary something next to a big university or a big college at that time. And now it really is growing more and more with an identity. And if you would talk a little bit about trying to develop a central city, if you will, for College Station.
When you take a look at developing communities. One of the things they're able to do, particularly if you start out with a lot of flat land and not a lot of development, you know, I think of some of the communities north of Dallas, Frisco, for just as an example. You know, they're able to go in there, and one of the first things they do is they establish a city center. You know, Sugarland has been able to do the same thing as it's developed. And I think here in College Station is we're able to take hold of this opportunity that's going to come forth. We've got some great cooperation. We're looking at the possibility of setting up a municipal management district for that area so they can do their own enhancements and such, still with the approval of council, but that they can get things moving a little faster because, of course, we're talking raw land. That's infrastructure.
It
that
is.
Gets expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, water, sewer, electric, roads, everything. And so with that process moving forward, I think we're going to see some exciting things. And being able to go to a downtown, go to restaurants, go to stores, have a focal point, a fountain or something like that, you know, maybe even a new city hall, who knows? Because that's going to be an issue, too, as we grow. We're already bursting at the seams where we're at, and that's prime real estate on Texas Avenue.
Sure. Carl Mooney joining us this morning. This is here, this is now, and you discussed a few moments ago how actually we're now for the first time having to talk about older sections of College Station mm-hmm. where infrastructure is going to have to be replaced. So there's some new challenges that this young city, College Station, hasn't faced. As one member of council, what is your view as to how you build for the future, maintain what you have, but also have to rebuild your infrastructure?
Well, I think the steps that we're trying to take with the Scott and White property down here really speak to that. We're saying we realize that the people that own the property down there, that the ones that are really going to be needing it to develop at a pace that perhaps the city itself isn't able to quite support financially, right? If they take it upon themselves to do a few things financially to get those enhancements taken care of much quicker, we can then be focusing on some of the other areas. For example, right now you go along Southwest Parkway, you'll see the roads are just being torn up left and right, literally left and right.
Yeah.
All right, because we're putting in some new infrastructure there, and it's well past due. You know, we've got parts of the community where we've got old clay pipes, and you know, with all the new construction we were talking about a little earlier along University, you're putting up a 16, 17 story building. Guess what? That sewer line isn't going to be up to capacity. You've got to get that out of there and move some things around. So all of that is where we're trying to bring still new people into an old area and keep those folks that have been there able to have the services and things that they need.
Yeah. I tell the story about the first house I bought in College Station is literally two blocks behind City Hall, and it had a septic tank in it. I mean, that's just, you know, consider that, how bizarre things were back then, not that long ago. Like for you to comment on your departing city manager and what you feel like he did for the city, and then, of course, you've named an interim in that time.
Right. David Neely has been a blessing to this community. I don't know if folks really understand or appreciate everything that he's done, taking us through some really tough times, being as level-headed, at least externally, as possibly could be, and really just helping us set our sights, as we were just talking about, not just taking care of the things we need to do to progress into the future, but also to take care of our past. You know, his successor, at least on the interim basis, Frank Simpson, is also just wonderfully gifted in the ways of being a city manager. He's actually had experience being a city manager. So it's really a blessing for us as a city, and even in the relationships that we have with Brian, because we've got that ILA agreement, for example, over in the biomedical corridor. But being able to interact and have somebody with that kind of experience, as Frank does have, is really going to carry us into the future.
Yeah, at a crucial time. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
No, just, you know, College Station's a great place to live. We are blessed. As we've discussed off the air, the stars seem to have aligned from Johnny Football to things that are coming up. You know, Kyle Field renovation is exciting. We've talked about the medical corridor. We've got development going all along university and more that hasn't even broken ground yet. So, folks, from me and, I know I can speak for the rest of the city council and the mayor, just happy holidays and have a blessed new year.
Thank you. You and your family as well. Thanks. That's Carl Mooney from the City of College Station. Anything else, Mr. Sokol?
Reminder that city offices will be closed on Monday and Tuesday, also on New Year's Day, and a complete list of services that are open and closed, available and so forth are available at cstx.gov.